to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're going to talk about the things that the rich choose to do that the poor don't. Now, I'm not picking on anybody. I'm not saying the rich people are better than the poor people. I'm not saying that the poor people don't have a voice. What I'm saying is this. You have to transition your thinking from a middle-class mindset to a millionaire's mindset. And I'll tell you what, that's one of the things that we help you do when you attend one of our free workshops at Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, I'll be honest with you. With all of this coronavirus stuff going on, we have at Lifestyles Unlimited stopped all of our live presentations. Now, we're planning to kick those back off very soon. I believe we're going to have some grand openings coming up in the month of July once, you know, all the governments lift all the restrictions, because we want to do things the right way and we want to protect everybody that we can protect. We want to protect our members. We want to protect our staff. We want to protect our teammates. We want to protect the people out there like you that should be members of Lifestyles Unlimited. So we're doing everything virtually right now. We're doing our free workshops virtually. We're doing our two-day financial freedom seminar virtually. We're doing all of our multifamily and single-family road trips virtually. We're doing all of our orientations virtually. You're getting the trend, right? So the best way, I think, for you to check us out at Lifestyles Unlimited is to go to one of our free workshops. And to do so, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Now, the reason I bring that up at the beginning of the show is because during that free workshop, we spend a good portion of the time talking about what I'm talking about today. Now, it's not the exact same context. I'm not giving you the actual excerpt from the free workshop. What I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about some of the things that rich people choose to do that poor people don't. And I'm going to put it in the context of an article that I read. Now, this is an older article that was in Business Insider, written by a gentleman by the name of Derek Saul. And, you know, when I read it, I really thought it resonated well with me. I believe that the information that the gentleman wrote is timeless. I think it applies today as well as it did, you know, 5 years ago when this article was written. I think it goes back in time. I think it addresses things that were going on, you know, before the article was written. And to that extent, I think it's important to point out that the richest 1% of the world currently control 48% of the world's wealth. That's right. The 1%ers control 48% of the world's wealth. Now, this was based on, you know, 5 years ago. Maybe that data has moved a little bit. Maybe it's not. It's irrelevant whether it has. What's important is that there is a small group of people in the world that control the majority of the wealth. Now, what does that mean to you? Does that mean you should stop focusing on trying to become wealthy? Absolutely not. All I'm pointing out is that there are things that the rich people do that the poor people don't. And if you're not doing these things, you're missing the mark. You know, Derek Saul goes on to say this. He says, the top 80 wealthiest people in the world control approximately $1.9 trillion, which just happens to be the amount controlled by 3.5 billion. That's right. I said with a B, people on the other end of the spectrum. Now, I got to ask, can you believe that? That there are 80 people in this world that collectively share the same amount of money as 3.5 billion people? Well, global inequality continues to be a hot button issue with many of us as we realize that, you know, we're in the bottom 99%. You, me, Del Wamsley, we're all in the bottom 99%. Does that really matter? I don't think so. But I will tell you, the Occupy movement, which originated way back in 2011, originated for that very reason. You know, many individuals who did not have wealth were disgusted by the rich 1% who were, you know, in their opinion, writing the rules of an unfair global economy that is forecasting our future. So you got to ask yourself, Is it true? Are we the victims, or are we all just too chicken to create wealth on our own and therefore demand a handout from those who earned it with their blood, sweat, and tears? While many of us would like to believe that each one of those 80 people that inherited, let me say it again. Many of us would like to believe that each one of those 80 wealthiest people inherited their wealth, but according to Derek, he says only 11 actually did. He said the other 69 have built their immense wealth from very little. Look at Warren Buffett for an example. He grew up as a middle-class child, but got addicted to the world of business and investing at a very young age. And today he is worth, I don't know, $70-80 billion. And that's with a B, not with an M. This guy has got a lot of money. And remember, nobody gave him this money. He earned it because he has always taken actions like the rich would, and he's avoided the actions of the poor. So much that since he has so much wealth, should he be required to give his money to the rest of us because we haven't become as successful? Well, I think the answer to that is a resounding, I don't think so. Instead, we should be studying the things the rich do and should be actively doing them ourselves. You know, it is important to understand what the wealthy do. If we plan to pattern ourselves after the wealthy, we have to get inside the mindset of the wealthy. And, you know, the wealthy are doing things a little bit differently. And some of the things that we need to consider are maybe to believe that the rich believe in the law of income. Yeah, the rich believe that they'll be paid in direct proportion to the value that they deliver to the marketplace. In other words, if they're integral in forming a product that nearly everyone in the world wants or needs, then they should be compensated accordingly. And I'm a firm believer in that. I don't think there should be something for nothing. I think that, you know, you should be rewarded based on the effort that you put in and the results that you achieve. And I'll tell you what, let me give you the website again to check us out for the free workshop. It's freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Check us out. It'll only take an hour and a half of your time. You'll be amazed.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. On today's show, we're talking about things the rich choose to do that the poor don't. And I'm citing an article out of Business Insider. It's an old article, but I think it's timeless. And, you know, what the author is suggesting is this. He suggests the rich believe in the law of income. Now, what does that mean in particular? Well, let's just say there's a gentleman out there who invents something, and let's just say he invented, let's think about, we all have a car, and a lot of us have cars that have that automatic dimming rearview mirror. You know, I think it's in just about every car nowadays. I remember it was, when it first came out, it was considered kind of a luxury item. You know, it was an upgraded feature, but I think every car that I've owned in the past, 10 some odd plus years has had that auto dimming feature. Now, do you think it would be fair to pay the guy that invented that only like $15 an hour for the time he put into his invention? Or since his product has been such an amazing success, perhaps we should, you know, pay him a portion of the proceeds from the sale. Now, I believe in capitalism, and I'm a big fan of paying him a portion of the proceeds from each sale. But poor people believe this. They believe that we should all be paid the same amount, regardless of the outcome that we produce. With this mentality, innovation would likely cease to exist and the poor would still be poor. And on top of this, everyone else would be poor along with them. I don't know about you, but this is not the future I want for my children. Now, another premise that the author makes is this. He says, the rich focus on opportunities, not obstacles. You know, there was once, let me give you an example. There was once a shoe salesman that found himself in a faraway country, trying to sell shoes to the natives. The only problem was this. Nobody there wore shoes, and the sale was often quite difficult to make. The salesman soon gave up in frustration, and he decided to leave that area. On his way out, he runs into another shoe salesman, and he says this. He says, don't bother entering this town. These people don't even wear shoes. Well, the eyes of the second salesperson, they grew wide. He says, no one wears shoes? No one has shoes? Then I could sell a pair of shoes to everyone in that town. How fortunate I am to have stumbled upon an untapped market. You know, that story reminds me that it's all a matter of perspective. The poor often see obstacles and quickly give up, while the rich see the opportunities and enter arenas that many wouldn't dream of. I mean, you have to think about it. It's true. The author goes on to say this. He says, the rich associate with positive, successful people. Yeah, I firmly agree with that because I think attitude is everything. If you continually hang out with people that complain about the weather, badmouth the government, speak negatively about the state of the economy, then you're likely to start doing the exact same thing. If, however, you start hanging out with people that, you know, continually talk about success, continually talk about opportunity and the positive things in life, chances are you'll see the world from an entirely different perspective. And I'll tell you what, that is a fundamental concept of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, I mentioned in the last segment that, you know, our offices are still shuttered. We haven't opened the doors yet because we're complying with all the CDC guidance and governmental guidance and things like that. So we haven't had an opportunity to literally hang out as a group. But I'll tell you what, hanging out as a group is wonderful because when you sit down and you have the opportunity to speak to a like-minded individual who is focused on trying to get to a certain place. I mean, think about it. Where are you at right now? And where are you trying to get to? I've mentioned on this show many times that you have to set goals and objectives. I talked about it a little bit yesterday on yesterday's show, and I'm going to talk a little bit about it today on today's show because I think it is imperative for you to set those goals and objectives. More importantly, I think you have to surround yourself with like-minded individuals that share similar goals and objectives. Now, that doesn't mean you only hang out with people that are going to go buy their first house or people that are going to go buy their first small multifamily apartment community. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this. Associate with people that are focused on achieving results. Focus on the positive. Focus on the obtainable. Focus on the good things. You know, there's enough bad stuff going on in the world. Heck, you can turn on the TV and you can see the world just kind of, it seems to be imploding. And it doesn't matter if you're watching TV today, you're watching TV a week ago or 2 months ago, or you're going to be watching TV in the future. You know, the thing about the news is bad news sells. So you always get all the bad news. You don't get a lot of the good stuff. So take the news in context, but don't make it be your centralized focus for what you do. Surround yourself with like-minded people that are trying to accomplish the same things you are. I have to recall, and I got to go back a few days here because it's been a few days since I've had an opportunity to go to a Lifestyles Unlimited case study in person. Now, I've attended them over the internet, and I'll tell you, they're phenomenal. They really are. They've done a really good job of talking about, you know, what people are doing to achieve success, how they're doing it. They show you the financials. They show you the entire methodology of what they went through. They give you the results. And you get to benefit from them. You get to have the opportunity to hang out with these people. Even if it's in a virtual environment, you're getting exposed to like-minded people that are trying to achieve the same results you are. See, we're all trying to get out of the rat race. I mean, that is clear as day. We do not want to be saddled with what we have been doing because society told us to go to school, get good grades, get into a good school, either a college or a trade school, or go out into the workforce. And if we went into the college or the trade school, we were supposed to get good grades there because we were going to go out into the workforce. And the key thing about going out into the workforce, you would have income. You would hopefully have some type of retirement pension or some type of 401k or something that would help you with retirement as part of your employment package, your benefits package, your financial package, whatever they call them today. But at the end of the day, what we find out is this: what we're doing is ineffective and it's not working. It's not working very well. It didn't work well for me. I mean, I did 27 years in the Army, and I had a pension coming out of the Army, but that pension only provided a third of what I was making when I was working full-time for the Army. So I had a huge financial catastrophe that I had to deal with. But more importantly, what I did was I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and I started surrounding myself with positive, successful people. And you know what happened? It changed my mindset. It changed it from a middle-class mindset to a millionaire's mindset, and it can happen for you too. Go to this website. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com to get yourself started.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
You know, we should study the things the rich do, and we should emulate them, especially if that's what we're trying to achieve. Now, in the earlier part of the show, first segment, I gave a stat out that said something along the lines of 1% of the entire world's population controls 48% of the money. That's a huge stat. Now, what I'm not suggesting is that you go right from zero to hero. In other words, you go from nothing to the top 1% of all those income earners or wealthy people that are out there. But what I am saying is this: you've got to get started. You have to put your foot down. And you have to say, I'm going to take a step forward. I'm going to stop doing what I've been doing, and I'm going to take a leap of faith forward, and I'm going to do the things that I need to do. It's important that you get that mindset. It's important that you train your mind to start thinking like a millionaire. Whether you're a millionaire or not, you should start thinking like one. And the article that I'm using today from Business Insider basically makes some key points, and I'm going through some of these key points with you because I think they're important for you to understand. Now, another key point they make is this. They say the rich are willing to promote themselves and their value. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that rich people aren't afraid to tell you what they're great at. Most of the time, they're not embellishing. It's the truth. People might be great at many things, but they always seem to downplay them into nothing, either because they're negatively, they think negatively of salespeople, or because they're not confident in themselves, or there's a myriad of reasons. So you have to assume their skills are just that. Nothing. If you want to be wealthy, you must learn how to become a salesperson and at the very least sell yourself. That is important. And it doesn't matter if you're involved with real estate investing or, you know, you're trying to become rich, maybe setting up a business model or pursuing an invention or what have you. It's going to take some salesmanship on your part. What does that mean when it comes to real estate investing? Why do you have to have some salesmanship on your part? Because you have to convey to other people what it is you plan to do and what you plan to accomplish. For instance, as a new real estate investor, you have to get loan sized. In other words, you make your contact with your conventional lender, you make your contact with your hard money lender, you basically give them some information, you sell yourself on the fact that you're going to be a successful real estate investor and you need them on your team to assist you with moving forward. There you go. That's sales right there. Now, you get these folks on your team, and now you're going to go forward with maybe acquiring a property. So what you have to convince the owner of the property of is this, that you have the ability to not only acquire that property, but to do the things that you say you're going to do with that property. It takes a form of salesmanship. And it's not the kind of salesmanship that a lot of you are thinking about, you know, where it's hard sale or anything like that. Now, this is more like soft selling. It's more along the lines of, you know, conveying to people that you have the ability to help them accomplish what they're trying to accomplish. You think about it. If somebody has a home, and this home is in a dilapidated state. There's a lot of deferred maintenance. Maybe it's the original homeowner. They've lived in it for 30 or 40 years. They've gotten all the utility they can out of the home. Now they're older in years. They're looking at either retirement or some other factor going on at that portion of their life. And it's time to dispose of the property. Well, the challenge that they might have is this. It would take $20,000, maybe $30,000 to get that property renovated so that it could compete in the marketplace for the properties that are in the best condition. Now, somebody that's owned a property usually for 30 or 40 years that's let the property decline over that time, that's an indication they don't necessarily have the ability to put the money forward. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to come forward and you're going to convey to the individual that it's okay, that you can buy their property, and they may have been educated to think that no, you can't because it's got to be fixed up. You, on the other hand, as a successfully trained and educated real estate investor, you can go and put their mind at ease and say, look, not only do I have the ability to pay for your property right now, we can help you get moving along to what you're trying to accomplish. And it's a win-win situation for everyone. But along the way, what you're doing is you're promoting yourself and you're promoting your value. And that's important. It's extremely important. Another component that the article makes, or another point that the article makes, is this. The rich grow bigger than their problems. Yeah, that's kind of an interesting concept. You see, the poor see a problem and they chalk it up to bad luck, and usually they just quit trying. The rich run into problems, and they might scratch their heads for a while, but they don't give up. They work, and they work, and they work until they discover a solution to the problem so they can win in the end. It's important that you win in the end. You know, I heard a compelling story that fits this idea perfectly. Okay, there was a plot of land for sale that had always been classified as residential. Many investors in the area knew that the value of the property could be worth 25 times the selling price if the property were zoned as commercial property. But many had tried and failed at this appeal. The property remained for sale at a severely discounted price. But there was one lady who took on the challenge. And what she did was she purchased the property, hired a team of lawyers, and after a few months of painstaking efforts, was able to get the land reclassified and rezoned as a commercial property. And even with the cost of the team of lawyers, she earned 20 times her investment in just a few months, keep in mind. And by tackling and overcoming the problem, she became a very wealthy lady. That mindset is the kind of mindset that you have to put into place. Kind of like the example I gave you about the older person owning a property. You know, there's a lot of people that would have looked at that property and said, oh, it's blighted, it's disgusting, I can't buy it, I won't buy it, blah, 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 blah. But we, as educated and trained real estate investors, we can see through the noise, we can see through the clutter, and we can see that that property has potential to do great things for us. So we pursue that property. It's important. It's very important for you to think this way. Now, another concept that the author brings up, he says, the rich think both, the poor think either or. Now, economists come up with the term opportunity cost. Okay, that term has been around for quite a long time. I remember hearing about opportunity costs way back when I was in college in the 80s and, you know, doing my accounting classes and things like that. But simply put, It means you have to choose one thing, and then you're ultimately foregoing something else. So in other words, if I've got $5 and I want to buy a $5 ice cream cone, then I'm ultimately giving up that pack of gum that sells for $5 that I wanted as well. But this is how the poor people tend to think. They have a set amount of money, and they think they can either spend it on one thing or another, but not both. It sounds logical, doesn't it? But the rich focus on how they can get both. So let me give you an example of how you could get both. Following along the same lines as the example I just gave you, let's give a rich person $5. They too want an ice cream cone that costs $5, and they want a pack of gum that costs $5. But instead of thinking either or, they decide to go for both. Now, to do this, the rich mindset would not buy the ice cream or the gum initially, but instead, they would buy a 24-pack of water for $5. Then they'd walk down the road a ways, sell each water bottle to passersby for 50 cents each, and earn a total of $12. Now they can enjoy their ice cream, their gum, and still have $2 left over to spare. The rich have a both mentality, not an either or mentality. And this is part of what we have to get you to embrace. We've got to get you focused on this. And we do it in our free workshops. And if you'd like to be a part of an upcoming free workshop, we've got one actually tonight. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com, and get yourself registered, get yourself educated.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money, we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
And we're talking about the things that the rich choose to do that the poor don't. And I'm not trying to beat up on poor people. I'm not trying to beat up on rich people. I'm just trying to point out things that separate the two from each other. We are a big proponent of helping you to migrate your mindset from that of a middle-class mindset to a millionaire's mindset. You know, there's a logical progression, a logical set of steps that you have to follow in order to do that. By transitioning your mindset, does that automatically make you a millionaire? No. Could you become a millionaire without changing your mindset? You could. But what we think is this. We think that you have to create that millionaire's mindset so that it will open up the possibilities of what is actually available to you. It's going to open up the possibilities for investing. It's going to retrain and retool your mind because, see, society's done a number on you. You know, they've told you that the way to financial freedom is to go to school, get a good job, and get retirement benefits as part of that job. Well, you do that for 35, 40, 45 years, and you get to a point in your life where you might have a chunk of money, and then you're going to try and retire off that chunk of money. And the key thing here is that you do not want to run out of money before you run out of life. And that is very, very difficult to predict. Now, I'll tell you, we have a completely different perspective. What we train you to do and what we educate you to do, what we help you to transition your mindset to do, is to retire in 5 years or less. That's right. So by using residential income producing real estate, you can actually adjust your mindset, and you can adjust your financial position in life to a point where you can literally retire in 5 years. It's doable. I did it. A lot of people at Lifestyles Unlimited have done it. You know, the people that haven't done it are either the people that haven't taken action, or there's a situation in their life that's going to take them a little bit longer than 5 years to remedy. Does that make it wrong? No, it doesn't make it wrong at all. See, we teach you how to utilize passive income off of those investments to offset your ordinary expenses in your household to a point where you get enough income coming in, it meets or exceeds those expenses. And at that point in life, you essentially become retired. Do you need to go back to work? No, you don't have to go back to work. You can if you choose to, or you can choose to just be retired. It's a really good opportunity to make that decision. You know, here's another thing that the rich do, the poor don't. The rich focus on net worth, not on working income. You know, poor people often talk in terms of hourly pay, whereas wealthy people know that an hourly income is not nearly as important as someone's net worth. One can earn quite a lot of money per hour, but if they don't learn to keep any of it, they're still going to be just as broke in the end. The rich person knows that a large net worth will net many opportunities and will create more wealth in the future. Not to mention, if you're doing it correctly, you've got passive income coming in that's linked to that net worth that's helping you get to that point of retirement. It's a good thing. Now, the rich constantly learn and grow. Constantly. You know, many kids today think that they'll be able to work just hard enough to earn their degrees, and then they won't have to pick up another book for the rest of their lives. They might turn this dream into a reality, but they'll likely be poor forever. I call that stinking thinking. I really do. The rich starve for knowledge because they know that the more they learn, the more likely they are to succeed. The average millionaire reads one nonfiction book a month because they want to grow themselves into the person they want to be. The average broke person will read nothing and will never change. It's like this quote that I heard. It's this: the rich constantly learn and grow, and the poor think they already know. Yeah, which is part of the reason I've mentioned to you on this radio show that we have a reading list at Lifestyles Unlimited. I have given you the reading list over the airways. If you would like to get a copy of the reading list, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. And when you get there, there's a 7-day starter kit. Go ahead and register for that 7-day starter kit. What you're going to do is what's going to happen is you're going to get an email every day for 7 days, and it's going to give you little things that you have to work on in order to become more focused, in order to become structured, to become a real estate investor. And one of those things is our reading list. I recommend that you read those books on that reading list. Now, the author of the article basically suggests that maybe you should do that once a month. I'm going to recommend you go as fast as you can. I'll just be honest with you. I think you should devote a half an hour to an hour a day to reading something new that you haven't read before so that you can help to structure your mindset away from being middle class and towards being a millionaire. Very important thinking. Final thing the author mentions is this. He says, the rich don't mind taking the hard road. What does that mean? Well, it means the wealthy don't mind taking the hard road because they have a long-term mindset. The current life might be difficult, but they know their actions today could benefit them tremendously in the future, so they trudge along and keep their eyes on the future prize. And by staying focused and doing the things that rich people do, many of them will become successful and wealthy as well. I think those are great points to bring out. It's okay to do something that's a little challenging. Think about it. For those of you out there that are considering becoming a real estate investor who've never done real estate investing, this might seem like a daunting task. It may seem larger than life. It may seem very difficult to do. And it could be. But what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is we break all of that down. We make it understandable. We make it all obtainable. We show you the path to success. You see, Del Walmsley, 30 years ago when he created this organization, He laid down a roadmap to success. He figured out what it took to go from a middle class to a millionaire's mindset and all the steps along the way that were necessary to actually get you there so that you could become a millionaire. And I'll tell you, over 30 years, that has snowballed. It has snowballed exponentially. We currently have 50,000 members at Lifestyles Unlimited, 50,000 members that are all like-minded individuals dedicated and focused to getting themselves retired and getting themselves retired in 5 years or less. Now, we have many members that have already achieved that. I mentioned that earlier. And what are they doing? Well, they're working on the lifestyle. See, once you get yourself retired, that's not the end game. The end game is your lifestyle. What is it going to be like in your future when you do these things that you're trying to accomplish? What is it going to be when you get there? Is it going to be the road to riches, or is it going to be something else? Now, I will tell you, we focus our mindset on the road to riches. We focus our mindset on the goals and objectives that we have laid out for ourselves. And we are doing things along those lines to achieve those goals and objectives. I mentioned that I was able to get myself retired in 2 years. I'll tell you what, when I got out of the Army and I was living off of a pension that paid me one third of what I was making, I never thought I'd get to retirement. I really thought I was going to have to get back into the workforce and, you know, get some kind of paying job. And I was probably going to be working till the age of 70 or beyond. That's really what my mindset was. But then when I found Lifestyles Unlimited and I started going through the educational program, I learned that the problem wasn't with me. The problem was really with the map I was following. It's hard to say on the air that I was a failure. I failed. I mean, if my goal was to be retired at a certain point, and I got to a physical retirement with the Army, but I wasn't financially retired, I was a failure. And that didn't sit well with me. And so I went and I got a job, and I continued along that middle-class mindset. But when I found Lifestyles Unlimited, I changed the mindset. I changed it from a middle-class mindset to a millionaire's mentality. It's that transition that created all of the opportunities for me, because I could see opportunities that I couldn't see before. I was educated in how to properly acquire and operate residential income-producing real estate. See, I had some real estate, but I wasn't doing it right because I didn't know what right looked like until I found Lifestyles Unlimited. So what I implore you to do is to sit back and think about where you're at. Are you in a millionaire's mindset, or are you still in a middle-class mindset that society taught you? It's a tough question to answer, but you've got to answer the question. If you're ready to take action, you need to come to one of our free workshops. We've got them coming up. We've got one tonight, believe it or not. We've got one on June 6th. That's a Saturday. Runs at 12 noon Central. We've got one June 9th, another one June 10th. We've got them available, and you've got to check them out. To find them, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.